Lillian had been 4 years old when her father left them, and her mother, stunned, had slid into books like a seal into water. Lillian had watched her mother submerge and disappear, sensing instinctively, even at her young age, the impersonal nature of a choice, made simply for survival, and adapting to the niche she would now inhabit as a watcher from the shore of her mother's ocean. "Oh, Lily," her mother would say, "listen to this one. It sounds green, don't you think?" And Lillian, who was too young to know that words were not colours and thoughts were not sounds, would listen while the syllables fell quietly through her, and she would think, "Oh, this is what green sounds like." After Lillian's father left, however, things changed, and she increasingly came to see herself simply as a mute and obliging assistant in the accumulation of exceptional phrases